So 43 is on the board. I'll read 42 and then we'll come to 43 and then we can do together. So text number 42, translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "This is Krishna Das, who carries a golden cane. And ye is Shikimahiti, who is in charge of writing." Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The person in charge of writing is also called Dela, Karana, Padma, Prapta, Kamachari. He is employed specially to write a calendar called Matala Panji. Text number 43, purport. In Orissa, most of the brahmanas have the title Das. Generally, it is understood that the word Das refers to those other than the brahmanas. But in Orissa, the brahmanas use the Das title. This is confirmed by Kulibhata. Actually, everyone is Das, because everyone is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that sense, the bona fide brahmana has first claim to the appellation Das. Therefore, in this case, the designation Das is not incompatible. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Paschachadeshatharine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Pradhumana Mishrahina Vaishnava Pradhana Jaganetera Mahasoyara Hinadasanama. This is Pradhumana Mishra, who is chief of all the Vaishnavas. He is a great servitor of Jagannath, and his name is Dasa. So, as the title of the chapter notes, the Lord returns to Jagannath Puri. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to spread his mission, to benedict the world with Krishna consciousness, the Lord had decided to travel to South India. And he said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chief followers are in three places. Firstly, Bengal. Secondly, Jagannath Puri, Orissa. And thirdly, in South India. So Mahaprabhu was in the south for 2 years. Roughly in terms of time, that was between the years 1510 and 1512. So after 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. Because when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he had decided to make his place of residence Jagannath Puri. But Mahaprabhu's intention was that when he returned to Jagannath Puri, he would almost immediately depart for Vrindavan. And he was going to go to Vrindavan via Bengal. So Jagannath Puri and Bengal, Orissa and Bengal, they're quite close. So he was going to go that way and then to Vrindavan. But it is explained that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, they sort of tricked the Lord to stay 2 years more in Jagannath Puri. So we are now reading that part of the Leela where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from South India after 2 years. He was going to pass through, but he's returned to his place in Jagannath Puri. So this chapter begins by the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, having a conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, talking about Mahaprabhu. And essentially, Maharaj Prataparudra is requesting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to make an introduction, to introduce him to Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a bit skeptical, saying that this may be difficult because Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi and he's not very inclined to associate with worldly persons. And the king is generally known as a worldly person. So that was there. And Maharaj Prataparudra was disappointed, but he had faith that Mahaprabhu would meet him. And then some other of the Vaishnavs, the Orissan Vaishnavs, those devotees of Vaishnavs who resided in Orissa and in Jagannath Puri, they approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And they said, you know, we have been missing the Lord so much for the 2 years he's been away. When he comes, can you please introduce us? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yes, certainly. The Lord will reside in the house of Kashi Mishra. And when he is there, I will bring you all and introduce you. So in these verses that we are covering today, and the first introduction was last week, and who was the first of the Orison devotees that was introduced? Janardhan. So in text number 41, last week Sunday, where we left off, His Grace Sri Radha Raman Prabhu gave a beautiful class, but he didn't cover so much, so I'll just a little touch on a bit about Janardhan. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are glorious. The more we understand the associates and the characteristics and the devotion of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we will become attached to them, and the more we become attached to them, the more attached we'll become to Mahaprabhu. So it's very nice that we learn about it. Actually, there's one particular unique characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he goes out of his way to mention the various associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Adilila, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami compares the lineage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like a big, huge tree with many, many branches. And in the Adilila, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami lists many of those branches, and he says the branches of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so expansive that it'll be impossible for me to list all of them. So what I will do is I'll list mainly the prominent ones, the prominent devotees. And it is said that this listing of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it also was a very unique contribution to the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Because the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were scattered all over Bengal, all over Orissa, some in Vrindavan and some of South India. And they didn't know each other. You know, at that time there was not television and email and so on. They didn't know each other. So when Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he set out the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Vaishnavas from all over decided or realized how they were connected. Oh, we are connected like this. We are connected like this. And in this way, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami brought the entire Gaudiya Vaishnav family together through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was the first time it really happened. So therefore, this book is so unique. So in this particular section of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're getting to know a bit more about the Orison branch. Those devotees of Mahaprabhu who resided in Orissa. They had the good fortune, during that phase of Mahaprabhu's life, the devotees from Bengal, they had the good fortune of the earlier phase of Mahaprabhu's life to associate with him. And then the Orison devotees, they had the good fortune of associating with Mahaprabhu while he was a sannyasi in Jagannath Puri. So the first devotee who was introduced, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when they asked him, he said, certainly I'll do it. And he was very true to his word. He brought them all. And the first person, he said to Mahaprabhu, this is Janardhan. And generally, he introduces the devotees in relation to their service or some particular characteristic. And he listed Janardhan's service. He said, here is Janardhan, the servant of Lord Jagannath. He renders service to the Lord when it's time to renovate his transcendental body. Now, the whole culture of and service to Lord Jagannath is a beautiful culture. And we know as part of that tradition, before the Ratha Yatra, around 15 days before Ratha Yatra, what happens? Snan Yatra, the bathing of Lord Jagannath. We do that here also. So when the bathing of Lord Jagannath takes place, because there's some cool breezes that come and he's being bathed, he catches a cold. He catches a cold. So for 15 days, he goes into, what do they call it when you... Not hibernation. Quarantine. Yeah, he goes into quarantine for 15 days. And when he goes into quarantine, there is a special class of Lord Jagannath's servants who take care of him. And they are known as the Daityas. And I'll speak a little more about the Daityas. So essentially what they do is they prepare a variety of very nice fruit juices for the Lord. They get some special herbs, some special root, And for 15 days, they give Lord Jagannath these juices, these herbs, and this root. But also during this period, there's another very special thing that happens. It is called the renovation of Lord Jagannath. And this renovation is, they paint Lord Jagannath again. And it's not like the ordinary paint we buy from the store. The black that Lord Jagannath is painted with, it's a special mixture with charcoal. And the white that Jagannath and Baladev is painted off with, they're a very special mixture of mother of pearl. And the yellow Subhadra, that's a very special mixture of turmeric. So nothing artificial, no chemicals, all natural paint, and they paint the Lord. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, refers to this ceremony as the Anavasara. Anavasara literally translated means to dry. So ordinary paint will dry in 1 or 2 days. But this natural paint that they use takes 15 days to dry. Therefore, for 15 days, Lord Jagannath is in quarantine. And during those 15 days, he's served by this very special class. They are expert, very learned in this heart of renovating Lord Jagannath. And after 15 days, the day before Ratha Yatra, there is one special festival. And that special festival is called Nayan Utsava. Also, it is referred to as the Navayogendra Day. Navayovana Day. Because for 15 days, the devotees have not seen the Lord. Their heart is just filled with anticipation to see the Lord. And after 15 days, he comes out fully renovated, fresh youth. Navayovana means fresh youth. So he comes out as a fresh youth, and it's a feast, a festival for the eyes of his devotees. So this happens every year, this festival. And this particular devotee, Janardhan, that's what is his main service. And it is said that these devotees, they come from a lineage. What is their lineage? They come from the lineage known as the Sabara lineage. Now, in the history of Lord Jagannath, this Sabara lineage have a very special place. They are known as non-Aryans. Non-Aryans are those people that do not live their lives according to Aryan culture. They can be aborigines and so on. So this Sabara race, it is explained, has a very deep and unique and intimate connection with Lord Jagannath. Very briefly, it is mentioned that long, long time ago, there was a great devotee king of the Lord. His name was King Indudumana. So one day, a brahmana entered the palace of King Indudumana. And this brahmana was explaining the glory and the beauty of a deity called Nilamadava. And when this king heard about the glories of Nilamadava, he wanted to get the darshan. So he sent all of his servants, his soldiers and his armies. He says, go throughout the kingdom and see if you can find this deity, Nilamadava. So everyone dispersed, looked practically every inch and corner of the kingdom, but nobody could discover or uncover this deity, Nilamadava. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So no one could find Nila Madhava. And King Indradumana was very disappointed. But there was one Brahmana by the name of Vidyapati. Vidyapati traveled into some deep aboriginal territories. And while he was there, in a village, he was went into a house where a Brahmana and his daughter lived. This Brahmana's name was Vishwavasu, and his daughter's name was Lalita. So the daughter told Vidyapati, "My father is out, he'll come back soon." So when the father came back, he instructed the daughter, "Please take care, good care of this Brahmana," and she served him very nicely. And then with time, the Brahmana married the daughter to Vidyapati. But Vidyapati was noticing something very strange. Every day in the middle of the night, Vishwavasu would go out. And then he would come back. And when he came back, he was smelling very fragrant, with the fragrance of camphor, musk, and sandalwood. And he was thinking to himself, what is going on? And then he asked the daughter, "Where's your father going?" She said, "I'm not sure." Then he would pester Lalita, his wife, to ask the father. Every day she'll say, "He wants to know where you're going. Why are you smelling so nice? I want to know." Then after a lot of pestering by Lalita, I said, okay, I'll take Vidyapati with me one day. But he has to come blindfolded. So Vidyapati was very excited, you know, what he's going to discover. But before he left with Vishwavasu, his wife put a whole handful of mustard seeds in his chadar. And the idea was, as he would be led blindfolded, he would drop little mustard seeds. So the mustard seeds would one day sprout and he would trace where this place is, because there was no other way. And eventually, when Vishwavasa took him to a place, and then took the blindfold out, and then he had the darshan of Nila Madhava. This beautiful deity of Nila Madhava. And while he was looking at Nila Madhava, something strange happened. There was a crow on a tree. And the crow took off to fly, and as it was flying, it suddenly fell into the water, left its body. And when it left its body, it emerged from the water in a four-armed form. And he was thinking, what is going on here? Even the crow, he's turned into a Vaikuntavasi. He said, "I want to go to Vaikuntha." He jumped on the tree and he was going to commit suicide and become a Vaikuntavasi also. But just then, a voice from the sky said, "Don't do that, because you have a mission to tell King Indradumana about me." And then Vishwavasu came back, because he went to collect roots and fruit for offering for the deities. And when he came back, the deity or a voice loudly said, "I'm tired of eating only roots and fruit. I now want opulent worship from King Indradumana." And then when Vishwavasu heard this, he knew what's going to happen. Nila Madhava is going to be taken by Vidyapati back to Indradumana. So what did he do? He tied him up. Kidnapped him, kept him prisoner. "You can't take me back." But after a while, you know, Lalita said, you can't do this. This is just totally inappropriate to kidnap him and tie him up. Huh? So Vijayapati went back to King Indradumna and says, I found Nilamadava. He was ecstatic, came running there with all his associates. But when he came to the place and they traced it by the mustard plants who had grown by that time, when they came to that place, Nilamadava disappeared. He was no longer there. And then again, a loud voice from the sky said, don't be disappointed. You construct a temple on the top of Nila Hill, and I will appear as Dharu Brahman. Anyway, this is a long pastime. I don't want to make the class all about this because we have to discuss about the other associates of the Lord. But eventually, Dharu Brahman manifested after King Indradumna had built the temple as a log. And that log was carved by Vishvakarma. And King Indradumna couldn't wait anymore and he burst in. And then the Lord had manifested at that time as Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. That's a beautiful pastime. Maybe the second half of it we can discuss some other time. But the point being, Janardan, who is being described in this verse, number 41, he comes in the lineage of that Shabara race from Vishvavasu, the original worshipper of Nilamadava. So that tradition of the worshippers of Lord Jagannath is very great. Actually, it is mentioned that there are 36 categories of sevas. It's called sevakas of Lord Jagannath. Like here in the manor, we have different departments, deity department, Bhaktivedanta Manor Foundation, kitchen department, education department, so many departments. So Lord Jagannath, he has, well, the British originally documented 36 departments, but the latest list says there are 119 categories of Lord Jagannath's servants. And it's so interesting to read about each category of servants. They're so focused. But this is just one category. So I thought it'll be interesting just to discuss that. A beautiful a servant of Lord Jagannath, Janardan. So the next servants that are mentioned in verse number 42 is two. Krishna Das and Sikhi Mahiti. Now, Krishna Das is described here as one who carries a golden cane. And the word used here is vetra. Vetra means rod, it can mean stick, it can mean cane. Actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this word vetra appears. And it appears in the context of describing the cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna, that they all carried vetras, sticks. Now, dear devotees, I struggle to find out who is this Krishna Das. Because in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and if any of you can help me or help us, please do. I try to find and do research, who is this Krishna Das who carries a golden cane or a golden rod? And I couldn't. So I said, okay, leave it. I can't find a Krishna Das who is carrying a golden cane. But let me try to uncover who is the Krishna Das being mentioned here. Now in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are quite a few Krishna Dasas mentioned. First and foremost, we have Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. But this is not him, because he doesn't carry a golden cane. Then there's another Krishna Das who is described as one of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is Krishna Das Brahmachari. In the Adi Leela, when Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is listing the main branches, he does pick out one particular branch. He says, Krishna Das a brahmachari from Vrindavan. But there's another Krishna Das from Vrindavan who was a grihastha. And he's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one day, this Krishna Das, he had a dream. He had a dream that the Lord had appeared in a golden form. And he was residing on the other side of the Yamuna. So he went to see what was in his dream. Was it any reality? And as he was walking down the Parikrama path, he saw at a place called Imlitala, Mahaprabhu. And then he realized, this is the same personality that I've dreamt of. And he met Mahaprabhu. He surrendered himself totally to Mahaprabhu. And after a while of being a grihastha, he left his family and he joined Mahaprabhu. Actually, if you go on the Parikrama Marg, you walk, you know, from our Krishna Balaram temple, you walk down the road, you turn right, and you pass Krishna Balaram tree. Then as you walk down, you pass Kaliagat. And then past Kaliagat, a little more further down the road, there is Imlitala. Imlitala temple, and then opposite you can see the Jamuna. Last Kartik, we were there. It's a beautiful temple. That is the temple where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So that was another Krishna Das. Then there was another Krishna Das called Rajput Krishna Das. And he comes from the lineage of the great kings. And then there was another Krishna Das called Kala Krishna Das. And there were two Kala Krishna Das. One was the Kala Krishna Das, who was a great devotee. And then later on in this chapter, we'll read about the Kala Krishna Das, who was the assistant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who when they met the Buddhists, the Bhattacharis, he fell down. And it's a very, very dramatic exchange later on in this chapter with that Kala Krishna Das. So who this Krishna Das refer to in this verse is, I am not sure. I'm just setting out, in my own reading last night, I was thinking, who is this Krishna Das? I don't know. So it's one of these Krishna Dases. So hopefully, you know, one day, I'm praying that I'll get to understand who is this particular Krishna Das mentioned in this verse who carries a golden rod. Had a suspicion that he carries a rod, he must have some inclination or some connection with the Sakas of Krishna. So I went into the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. The Gaura Ganadesh Deepika is a very unique book. It was written by Kavi Karnapur. Now Kavi Karnapur wrote this book, and in this book he reveals the identity of Mahaprabhu's associates in Krishna Loka. Kavi Karnapur was the son of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was one of the close devotees of Mahaprabhu in Orissa. And when Kavi Karnapur was just a baby, and Mahaprabhu came to the house of Shivananda Sen, once he was crawling as a baby, and Mahaprabhu was sitting there, and he went to Mahaprabhu and he sucked Mahaprabhu's toes. So Kavi Karnapur is known famously as that little baby boy who sucked the toe of Mahaprabhu. And his writings in our tradition, the writings of Kavi Karnapur, is well known. He is known as a Mahakavya. Kavya means poet, and Mahakavya means a great poet. One very nice book which I like reading was Ananda Vrindavan Champu, that is written by Kavi Karnapur. It's a beautiful book we can read. So he's revealed the eternal identities of Mahaprabhu's associates. And the second associate is introduced here is Shikimaiti. And Shikimaiti is introduced as Likhan Adhikari. And Likhan Adhikari means, translated by Prabhupada, is one is entrusted with writing. Now, if you do some research, dear devotees, on the writings of Shikimaiti, which books he has written, you'll find no books. No books written by Shikimaiti. So I'm scratching my head now. He's being described as Likhanadhikari, as entrusted with writing, and there's no mention of any books written by Shikimaiti. So why? And then when I was reading, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals why he is known as Likhanadhikari. And Srila Prabhupada reveals that in the purport also. Prabhupada says, there's a calendar called Matala Panji. Matala Panji. So what is this Matala Panji? It's the equivalent of our annual review publication. Now, some temples in ISKCON, but definitely the big corporate companies, every year they do what is called an annual review, where they publish the results. Like I read recently the annual review publication of the Bhakti Center in New York. Beautiful document where they explain the activities of the devotees, the collection of their funds, their preaching activities, everything. So in the Jagannath tradition, they also have an annual booklet that's published. And that is called the Matala Panji. Every year they publish the activities of Lord Jagannath Temple. So Shikimaiti, who is a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a secretary and he was in charge of compiling the Matala Panji publication. Therefore he is addressed here as Likhanadhikari, one who is entrusted with writing. So that was very interesting, I found out. So a little bit more about Shikimaiti. It is said that Mahaprabhu had 3.5 very, very close associates. Who were the 3.5 very close associates? Some of you may know. You know, Prabhu? And the other 2.5? Yeah. Yeah. And the half? His sister, yeah. What's her name? Madhavi. So Shikimaiti is listed in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the other the Vaishnava literatures as 3.5 of the most intimate associates. Now, while Madhavi is known as half, don't ask me because I don't know. It just said that 3.5. Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Shikimaiti, and Madhavi. His sister of Shikimaiti. Yeah. So actually in the Gora Gonadesh Deepika, it is mentioned that Shikimaiti is Ragaleka in Krishna Loka and Madhavi is Kalakeli in Krishna Loka. Now who's Rangaleka and Kalakeli? In Goloka Vrindavan, they are the two confidential servants of Srimati Radharani. So two of the confidential servants of Srimati Radharani in Krishna Loka, because all of them came with Mahaprabhu. Rangaleka appeared as Shikimaiti, and Madhavi appeared as... Kalakeli appeared as Madhavi. So the in the Adilila, chapter 10, text 135 to 136, Srila Prabhupada in one of the purport gives a nice little history about Shikimaiti. So Shikimaiti, he was part of three siblings. He had an elder brother called Murari Mahant, and a sister called Madhavi. So Shikimaiti was a very devoted servant of Krishna. But Madhavi and Murari, they were very devoted to Lord Krishna, but completely devoted to Lord Gaurasundar Mahaprabhu. So they were telling Shiki Maiti, this is Lord Gaurasundar. He is Krishna himself. He has appeared in this Kali Yuga. You should take shelter of Mahaprabhu. And Shiki Maiti, nah. How can he be Krishna himself? So he was not accepting, and they were trying to convince him, you should surrender to Mahaprabhu, you should make him your life and soul. But he was saying, no, you know, I'm a devotee of Krishna. You know, he was convinced. So one day they were talking to him, again trying to convince him, but he got tired of it, he dozed off. He fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, he had a dream. And in this dream, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing in front of Lord Jagannath. Right? And then he would enter the deity of Lord Jagannath, and then he would come out again. He would enter the deity of Lord Jagannath, and he would come out again. And in his dream, he was seeing this happen. Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath, he's going in and coming out. And Sikhi Maiti, then he saw that his brother and sister were standing in front of him. And he couldn't make out, you know, what was happening, whether it was a dream or not. And then he got up. And he saw, in reality, both Madhavi and Murari were standing in front of him. And then he had this conviction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none different from Lord Jagannath, was none different from Krishna. And then from that moment, he completely sold himself out to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became the most devoted. It is said there was not a moment in the lives of Madhavi, O Murari, O Shiki Maiti, where they did not remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And early on also this, it is described about this meeting. So Shiki Maiti is a great devotee. There's various instances in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he's mentioned. We can read in the Veda base. You just go to Shiki Maiti, you click on it, and you'll see whenever in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Shiki Maiti is mentioned, it'll take you straight to those verses. So you can do that. Vedabase.io. It's a very wonderful facility that's been given to us by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. So normally on Saturdays we finish at 1:45. I'll say a little bit about Pradyumna Mishra. This verse we have on the board is about Pradyumna Mishra. And what is the characteristic of Pradyumna Mishra that's been discussed? The characteristic is, he is the chief of all the Vaishnavas. And he's a great servitor of Jagannath. And his name is Dasa. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada comments on this title of Das. Generally in Bengal, if one is given the title of Das, it's like a little lower caste. Not high caste. Not high caste. Mataji, you know you're from Bengal. But in Orissa, it's slightly different. In Orissa, the Brahmanas, they're given the title of Das. And the Brahmanas are very high class. So Pradyumna Mishra, he was given the title Das because he was a Brahmana. And Prabhupada says, in the purport, Prabhupada says, this is confirmed by Kulibata. Now, I try to search high and low, who is this Kulibata? And I couldn't find it. And I have some doubts. You know, Prabhupada translated the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by dictaphone. So, as time has passed on, you know, Prabhupada, sometimes his accent couldn't have been well understood. So the devotees who translated, they wrote. But maybe I'm wrong. But it's out there to the community, please. If anyone can find out who is Kulibata, that's C-U-L-L-I, Kulibata. And Prabhupada said, this is confirmed by Kulibata, so it must be some authority. So I searched high and low to find out, who is Kulibata, but I couldn't. So if you want to do some research, dear devotees, try to find out. Because Prabhupada says that what he's calling. But Prabhupada says, Dasa, whatever way you look at it, doesn't matter. Because we are all Jivera Swarabhoi Krishnera Das. We are all Das. The feminine is Dasi. Dasi. So that is our eternal constitutional position. When one is more on the platform of the body, then one is more concerned about caste, whether if I give my name the Das, maybe it's not so good when I'm in Bengal. But if I give myself the surname Das, it's good when I'm in Orissa. Prabhupada, it doesn't matter. The real Das is not a Brahmin, not a lower caste. The real title Das, the real designation Das is I'm servant of Krishna. So Prabhupada quotes this verse, Sarva Padi Vinir Muktam Tat Paravek Parakvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesam Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. That ultimately, we have to give up all upadis, all designations. That I am a pujari, I am a Sankirtan devotee, I am a cook, even in relation to our service, we may sometimes have these upadis. We may identify ourselves according to some designation. But ultimately, we have to give up all upadis, all designation. And the only designation, the only upadi we should maintain is, I am servant of Krishna. That is the only designation. Our perfection will come in our spiritual lives when we can give up all designation, and it's the only designation we have is we are servant of Krishna. Just one final point about Pradyumna Mishra, and we can read more about this in the Antya Leela. It's a very instructive part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one day, Pradyumna Mishra, who was very, very close associate of Mahaprabhu, he went to Mahaprabhu and he says, Mahaprabhu, I am very eager to hear some Krishna Katha. Can you please give me some Krishna Katha? And what was Mahaprabhu's response? It was a very interesting response Mahaprabhu gave. Firstly, Mahaprabhu says, congratulated him. He says, your desire to want to hear more and more Krishna Katha is the perfection. This is the perfection when one develops this affinity to want to hear more and more about Krishna. Then he says to Pradyumna Mishra, actually, I'm not qualified to speak Krishna Katha. The most qualified person to speak Krishna Katha to you is Sri Ramananda Rai. You go to Sri Ramananda Rai and you hear Krishna Katha from him. So Pradyumna Mishra does this. He finds out where Ramananda Rai is. He's a special section of the Jagannath temple. He goes there. He's met by the servant of Sri Ramananda Rai. And he inquires from the servant, where is Sri Ramananda Rai? Mahaprabhu sent me to hear Krishna Katha from him. Oh, he is with the Devadasis. Who are the Devadasis? The Devadasis are the young girls who perform the Jagannath Vallabha Natak. Yeah. Jagannath Vallabha Natak, which is a very special play with poetry that's performed for Lord Jagannath. He's dressing them, he's massaging them with oil, he's bathing them, and he's clothing. Now, this is like, a man massaging young girls with oils, bathing them, dressing them confidentially. So Pradyumna Mishra waited and waited. And the whole day, Ramananda Rai was busy with the Devadasis. And after a long time, he came out. And the moment he came out, he went to Pradyumna Mishra, he offered his obeisances, and he said, "I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Nobody told me you were here. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. How can I serve you?" And then Pradyumna Mishra said, "Mahaprabhu sent me to hear Krishna Katha from you." But Pradyumna Mishra said, it's late. Maybe some other day." Then Ramananda Rai Prabhu, "Whatever way I can serve you." So Pradyumna Mishra went back to, and then he met Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu said, "So, did you hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda Rai?" And Pradyumna Mishra said, no. "Why?" "When I went there, he was busy. And he got late." But in the back of Pradyumna Mishra's mind, he had some doubt. "You know, Mahaprabhu sent me to Ramananda Rai. He's all day massaging young girls with oil, touching them. Something wrong here." Then Mahaprabhu, without prompting, he said, "You know, I am a sannyasi. Someone speaks the name of a woman, or when I see a woman, there's agitation. But Ramananda Rai, do you know, he massages these young girls with oil, and he's like a stone. He's like a stone. There's not even the slightest drop of agitation in his mind. Not the slightest drop of agitation. Can you imagine how great Ramananda Rai is? There's not even the tiniest grain of agitation in his mind. You should go. You have to go and listen to him. Go." So this incident is in the Antya Leela about Pradyumna Mishra. Very instructive, you know, in so many ways. But that's one of the standard instructions about Pradyumna Mishra I thought I'll mention. But I think I'll stop here. It's beautiful to hear about. One more point I forgot to make about Das. This word Das, it comes from the Rig Veda. It has different translations. One translation means servant. Another translation given by an authority means slave. So sometimes when we get the title, there's your initiation name, your name is Vrindavan Chandra Das, we think, "Oh, I'm servant of Krishna." One translation of Das, it means slave. Now there's a difference between a slave and a servant. The servant goes, serves the master, then after that goes, does his own things. But the slave, 24 hours a day, is sold out to the master. Completely sold out to the master. So generally, it said, when we think of our name as Das, a higher realization than servant is a slave. I'm a slave to the spiritual master. I am a slave to Srila Prabhupada. I'm a slave to the deities. I have no independence. Servant has some independence, they go home. The slave has no independence. You know. So sometimes we think of ourselves as Das. You know, this translation of slave has a deeper meaning sometimes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Anyone? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And it was really very purifying. Thank you so much. I was really wishing that it wouldn't end.
I actually, Mataji, you know, sometimes I'm asked to give class. I'm a bit selfish. Normally, if I read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I would just like read these verses, Shikimaiti, Pradyumna Mishra. I wouldn't dive down deep to understand them. But because I was asked to give the service, I made the effort and I was thinking, I'm so fortunate. You know, I take this opportunity to give class because now I read more, I try to understand more. It's so purifying, so enlivening.
Yes, Prabhu, even I had not thought so much deep about, you know, you hear about so many characters in CC, but you don't go deep. So I'm really grateful to you, Prabhu, that you know, you gave more information and into their character and personality. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to ask, because this word slave usually has a negative connotations, right? It means that someone is forced, actually, against their will. So how do we understand it? Because being a slave to the spiritual master is not supposed to be by force, right? So
yes.
How to understand it, if you can elaborate more.
Yeah, generally, as you correctly say, even servant has negative connotations in the contemporary world. So, and if you extend that to slave, you know, it's good that Prabhupada translated servant, you know, not slave. I think there'll be a greater uproar and opposition to our books if they read slave everywhere. But in the history, there's also encounters where the slave-master relationship was a very deep and sweet relationship, where, you know, the slave is completely sold out to the master. Complete. In our context, it's complete dependence. You know, the word slave connotates a more complete dependence on the Lord. Whereas more servant, you know, we say that everything in this world is a perverted reflection of the reality. So what is taken in this world to be the lowest, which is slave, even lower than servant, in the spiritual world, that perverted reality is the highest. Because I am not independent. I'm completely dependent. And those are the three angas of Sharanagati. First is body and mind. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjana. The second one is the surrender of the intelligence, which is vishvaso, rakshas titate. And the last one is atmani vedanam, complete surrender. That's body, mind, and soul. That's the three angas, or the six angas of Sharanagati, you know, surrender, where the last two is complete atmani vedanam, you know, complete body, mind, intelligence, surrender to Krishna. So it's perverted in one sense. The lowest becomes the highest in the spiritual sense. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, sure, Prabhu. That's beautiful, Prabhu. Beautiful. He can do anything and everything to me unconditionally. That's more like a slave attitude, isn't it?
Yes.
Anything. You. Anything and everything you can do to me. Thank you, Prabhu. That's a very nice realization. Okay. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.